Log Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us in this 2024 draft season. Stitcher, iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and download at your leisure. We have a fantastic young man on the program today. He was all AAC third team at center. He's also an aviation enthusiast, and he's an academic stud at the Memphis Tigers. It's none other than Jacob Likes. Jacob, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you, my friend?
Hey, thanks for having me. It's going good. Just got done doing our second workout of the day.
And what's that like knowing that, you know, you're not on campus working out with the Tigers, now you're working out at a combine facility preparing yourself for the next level?
You know, it's definitely different. It's a different, you know, like when you're with the team, you're with all the guys you've been with for the past couple years, you're in a big group setting. But now, like, it's just me and a couple other guys with, like, the same goals that just are pushing each other. We have more one-on-one coaching. So it's a lot of just focusing more on details, and, like, it's a completely different kind of work, in my opinion. And, you know, it's been great, and I've been loving the process.
Oh, well, that's excellent. I'm glad it's going well for it. And for you, I'm just curious. You know as well as anybody, you could have arrived at the collegiate level and never become the player that you became. When do you kind of get the sense that, you know, you have an opportunity? I mean, do the coaches say, hey, Jacob, you know, we see something special in you. Keep grinding. Do you have great games against great opponents? Do you start hearing that teams are starting to float your name around? How do you get that sense?
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't start my redshirt year or my redshirt freshman year. But it was my redshirt freshman year when I was still a backup. I was kind of like, all right, you know, like I'm starting to kind of get the hang of this. Like, I'm doing all right. I think I can start next year. And then it was my redshirt sophomore year, my first year starting. And I felt really comfortable out there. And then I sat back at the end of the season and, like, you know, rewatched all my film. And I was like, oh, like, And then my coaches were telling me, like, you know, you can improve a lot, like, but you have a lot of the potential. And it was kind of at that moment, I was like, oh, like, this is kind of like a real, you know, goal for me now. But I never try to look too far in the future. I really never worried about it till after this regular season, because I always had, like, short-term goals that would end up getting to me to my long-term goals. So I always try to focus on, like, the team and where my feet were at the moment. I always try to worry about, you know, winning the next game versus, you know, honestly putting on good tape for the NFL. If I won that game and did good in that game, it would equal the latter.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Well said. Now, I'm curious. I mean, football, your favorite sport growing up. Did you love other sports as well? And were you always the bigger, better athlete from the get-go?
Absolutely. Football has always been my favorite sport and my passion. I love it. You can ask my parents, as, you know, a little kid from, like, 3 years old, I'm watching, like, every Saturday and Sunday, I'm just sitting there watching football all day, collecting football cards. I'd have them spread out all across our front room, like, doing, like, mock drafts with all the football cards I had. I was, like, I consider myself, like, a football nerd growing up. But also, I enjoyed growing up in Memphis. Also did love basketball, you know, going to Grizzly games and stuff like that, that being our only, you know, professional team in the city. So I was a big basketball fan as well. And, I've always kind of been, like, a bigger than everybody else growing up. I didn't really play O-line until, like, my sophomore year of high school. I was always a defensive end. So I entered high school at, like, 6'2", 200 pounds. So I was a kind of lanky, skinny kid, used to run track, all that good stuff, and then, you know, put weight on me because I knew my future was playing on the line. And, yeah, it's got me to where I'm at now.
Oh, it did get you where you're at now. You're here on our show talking about the 2024 NFL Draft with Jacob Likes, the standout Memphis Tiger offensive lineman, kind enough to take some time after his workouts to join us. And I believe you're up in Dallas at Skoll working out there. After a workout, kind of take us through the rest of your day.
On a normal day, you know, we'll work out. Well, our first session will be in the morning. Today's kind of a different day, but usually we'll work out. I wake up, make breakfast, work out. It's about an hour and a half session. Hit a lot of recovery afterwards. Come back, protein shake, make another, you know, rice and chicken. and then we'll go back around like 1:45 for a second workout, and we'll hit that. And then we'll come back, make like a little bit of a snack, another protein shake, go hit the cold tub, the sauna, the boots, recovery boots, whatever we need to do for recovery for that day. And then we'll come back, usually around this time it's like 6:30, make our dinner, and then we're, you know, just kind of relaxing the rest of the night, go to sleep early, start all over again the next day.
Ah, life is a prospect. You're living it out, my man. Now, I ask all the guys this question. I mean, there's a reason you're on the show. NFL scouts are interested in you. You have the ability to play at the next level. I ask this question. If they're breaking down your tape, what do you think they're going to love about you, Jacob? What are those skill sets that are just going to kind of pop off the film?
I think they're going to love my finish I have when I play. I think that, you know, I'm very – like, I play to the whistle, and I think that will be, you know, shown in my film. And then also I think that my pass pro stands out. I'm very, you know, I'm good with my hands. I'm really good on, like, you know, extending and then, you know, getting a hold of that shoulder pad and able to keep my feet in front of them and, you know, keep the pocket, you know, nice and clean. And then, like I said, my run game, the finish I have, being able to finish plays. There's, turn on my film, there's a couple examples of me finishing the play and pushing the running back into the end zone. And just examples like that, I think that's what's going to stand out when you watch my film.
I love it. And how about this one? What goes unnoticed? I do know NFL folks listen in if they're interested in a particular guy. What won't they see on tape, Jacob, that they need to know? You could have been a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie. Maybe some of this offensive scheme didn't allow you to do certain things, maybe pull more. I don't know, but anything to add that could help you fall in their good graces?
Well, I was a team captain, so that's one thing. I was a leader in the locker room on the field. And also, a big thing, you know, I played center. We had a lot of trust in our centers and our offense. And so, like, for me, I can check plays. I can copy plays. I mean, me and Seth, our quarterback, had a great relationship of trust and, you know, where I could change a play, I can change a tag, and, like, I controlled all that to the point where, like, you know, he would just kind of let me do my thing this year, where I was kind of in control of where the tag was, which way the slide was going, and if we didn't like a certain look, we could copy into the pressure or check a play completely. And so I think that's something that the film doesn't show is how much game prep and how much knowledge going into each game, you know, at the center position I had to have this year. And honestly, just communication amongst the O-line. We didn't have that many – rarely had any MAs, missed assignments this year due to the communication that we had this year.
Nice, nice. Well said, Jacob. Well said. And I have to touch base on it. I mean, aviation enthusiast. I mean, your first solo flight in 2019. I mean, where did that passion come from?
So my grandfather is an aviation junkie. He's a big pilot. Like, he loves flying. That's his passion. He loves it. And when I was in high school, I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And, you know, I kind of just looked at flying, something I've kind of done with my grandfather my entire life. I was like, oh, you know, that would be a cool career to have. So I did it for a while. And really just I kind of decided, like, I don't know if I want to be gone this much, like, as a career. I don't know if, like, long term this is for me. And then, you know, so I just decided that I wanted to switch my, you know, my path that I wanted to go on post-football. So I decided to go with a major in finance and a concentration in real estate. But whenever I'm done playing football, and hopefully, you know, that's going to be years down the line, but I am able, like, when I have more time, I'm going to, like, go up and finish my pilot's license because I do want to do it just, like, for fun. I don't want to leave a door open. You know, I'd like to finish what I started.
Yeah, that's excellent, man. Like I said, I thought that was a very neat little aspect and a little side hobby, I guess, besides doing what you love, and that's playing the game of football. For you, I'm curious because I see so many variables of your height and weight, and we have you on the program. So what is your height right now, and do you want to remain at that weight for a pro day and workouts later on this year?
I'm 6'3", 300. And for pro day, I'll probably weigh in around like 305. I want to, you know, add a little bit, but nothing too crazy.
Huh. I'm just curious because, like I said, there's so many variables, and you know, sometimes even when I post heights and weights on Twitter, like, you know, somebody will bark back at me like, "Where'd you get that at?" I'm like, "Well, I don't know. We had Jacob on the program, and he told us that." So I guess I don't know if Jacob's not going to tell us that who is, but not you specifically.
Yeah.
I'm just using you as an example. So it's kind of
no,
it's,
yeah,
like I said,
300 official. Yeah, I've heard it here first.
Now that's great. That's great size for the center and great mobility. And like I said, you mentioned that pass pro earlier in the program. Now that's a big bonus. Listen, I appreciate your time, but we're almost out of it. We always like to end the show. We call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off the wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Now, offensive linemen are usually the bigger, beefier guys on the team. With that said, who was the biggest eater amongst that O-line group, and what was the craziest meal you've ever seen one of them throw down?
I mean, the biggest eater we had, I have one, but for craziest meal, I'm going to throw a D-lineman out there. I'm going to throw him out. So we had a O-lineman, my left guard, Jonah Gamble. He was, you know, he's a big meathead, I like to call him. One of my best friends, man. I love him. Big meathead. I just see him throw down some, like, you know, triple stack, quadruple stack burgers after, you know, like a crazy workout. But the craziest meal I've ever seen was a D lineman. We called him KO. He ate, in, like, during fall camp for lunch, he ate down and ate an entire loaf of just, like, white bread. And that's all he had was just a loaf of bread. And that's the craziest meal I've ever seen, like, on the team. I was very confused by that.
That is a bizarre. Just plain white bread is
nothing on it. Just stay down, ate slice by slice.
Well, he definitely got his carbs that day without question. How about this one? we'll save it for tomorrow. So tomorrow when you wake up, you get your protein shake, you have your breakfast, you head to the facility, you get to become the trainer. You get to work out one of the people who work you out every day. Who are you going to pick on staff, and what are you going to make them do?
That's tough. Am I trying to be mean or am I trying to be productive here? That's two different answers.
Listen, this is your show, Jacob. You take it wherever you want.
All right. I'm going to get Coach Nate. I'm going to get him, and we're going to have him do – we're going to start off with some nice banded squats, trying to get, you know, a little explosiveness, a little speed in there. Maybe – we're going to go all around. We're going to get some power clean in there too. Maybe a couple overhead squats, and then we're going to finish off with some nice core. That's what we're going to do, a lot of core work. Work that core.
Nice. Fair. Now yeah. Are you being mean with that workout, or you just want to see him do it?
The core is, you know, it is what it is. You need it, but it is it's tough work.
It's tough.
The other two, the other three, hey, that's just – those are some of my favorite lifts.
Great stuff. And then the final one, here on the 26th of January, might seem far away, but that draft is right around the corner. The weekend, if you will, family, friends, you're waiting to hear your name called. You're waiting to find out where you're going to sign afterwards if that comes to that. But with that said, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as a celebratory meal as you take this next step?
Ooh. That's tough. that's really hard because, I mean, all right, if you want, like, a big party meal, I'm not going to lie. You're going to have to go with me on that one. I'm a big, like, I like cooking meat, like ribs and all that stuff. I had a smoker at my house. I love doing that stuff. So when it comes to that, that's me. But when it comes to, like, my favorite, I'll go, like, my favorite, like, coming home like childhood meal. It's gonna be like my mom. She there's two. There's a thing we made taco salad a bunch growing up, and I it's just like a core memory for me that I love, and so it always makes it brings me back home when we have that. But then she also makes this like maple bourbon like bacon wrapped chicken, which is phenomenal.
Mm, that sounds
so.
Sounds
I might ask her for that for that weekend.
Well, fair enough. Well, mom is on the clock for maple bourbon chicken and some taco salad, and I do not want you cooking at your own draft party. That's just too much stress for you. So that'll have
it,
to be another.
I love it. It'll calm me down. It'll calm me down.
Oh, well, then maybe you're on the clock too, not only for the draft, but maybe for smoking some ribs and kind of taking the edge off. I mean, it's, you know what? Just like this is your podcast, it's your draft party, so you can do whatever you want that day.
Just give me some ribs and some brisket. I'll be happy.
You know what? You give ribs and the brisket to everybody, anybody, they're going to be happy. Listen, Jacob, you were terrific. I appreciate your time, and I can't wait to see you do your thing at the next level. With that said, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we can't wait to see you do your thing, my friend.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate you having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Jacob Likes, the standout center from Memphis, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.